And that's exactly what I will teach the seniors to do. I'll tell you more about that. So what does SALT, what does it stand for? I just want to make sure I know how to use this. Okay. Okay. All right, thanks. Oh, thank God for giving me this opportunity to share with you the SALT ministry. And SALT stands for S, senior, A, adult, L, life, T, transformation ministry. It is a registered legal entity in Singapore just a few months ago in April. We want to praise God for that. It is registered as a company limited by guarantee, a non-profit organization. And we are still in the process of registering it as with the Charity of Commissioners. We do see the need to reach out to the elderly in Singapore. We are living in an aging society. According to statistics, by the year 2030, that is 12 years from now, one in five people will be over 60. And Singapore has one of the fastest aging population in the world, with over 65 years old estimated by the year 2030 to represent 23% of the population, the second highest percentage in Asia, lagging behind only to Japan. Since the beginning of last year, there were at least seven people that I know personally who are younger than myself. They've gone home to be with the Lord. And one of them is my sister-in-law, and she was younger than myself. I'm not saying that I'm stronger, but I'm make aware of the life is short. And as we age, we do suffer with many kinds of ailments. And there's a need to reach out to the many elderly in Singapore, which I will elaborate. The vision, oh, sorry, I think I pressed the wrong button. Sorry. Yeah. So what's the vision? See, as a senior man, I have to now put on my reading glasses. So pardon me, the screen is not in front of me. So vision is to walk the journey of the Great Commission with special focus on senior adults. And someone was asking me, how old is a senior? If you have this card, senior citizen card, you consider a senior citizen. But I was telling my brother here, that is, there are some who are already 50 years of age, and yet they behave like a senior. So age is just a number. You can be 70 years old, and yet you are still young and energetic. So it's not about age. It's about your physical well-being and your outlook in life. And also, as God's children, how do we relate to God? So our mission is to establish and sustain the senior adult life transformation ministry, serving the spiritual development of senior adults. And the overall ministry objectives are reaching out to senior adults with the gospel that they might come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal savior. Next, support senior adults in their Christian faith, helping them to stay active spiritually, mentally, socially, and physically. Next, to challenge active senior adults to provide spiritual comfort and care to those who are physically and emotionally afflicted. And last but not least is to collaborate with Bible-believing churches in their ministry towards senior adults. And there are four components to the SALT ministry, and they are mainly the spiritual gerontological care and counseling. especially those seniors, the elderly, who are physically afflicted and those staying in nursing homes, and they have to get involved also in special daycare centers. A stands for active aging activities, especially for younger seniors, young retirees. L stands for life transforming resources, and we are still working on it. I have this MP3 or MP4 player, where our aim is to put gospels in Chinese dialects, whether Hokkien, Teochew, or Cantonese, and so that volunteers can bring along with them to nursing homes and perhaps spend time and playing those gospel songs and messages to the elderly folks. T stands for training of more volunteers and to reach out to the lonely seniors. The SORT ministry endeavors to help younger seniors, especially early retirees. How many of us are retired? Come and join me. And we believe that early retirees, we should live a holistic life. And how? So there are six domains to what we would like to advocate. And it is our prayer that our seniors will, by God's grace, as in Psalm 92, verse 14, that they shall bring forth fruit in old age, and that they shall be fresh and flourishing. So what is senior, S-E-N-I-O-R. That's spiritual. S is spiritual well-being. And this is the foundational. And this is very important. That means getting right with God and stay connected with God. The emotional health, nutritional health, interpersonal relationships, outreach endeavors, and then recreation. Sorry, I have no time to elaborate, but basically what it means is this. All these six domains, components, are important to live a holistic life. I'm working on one more S, seniors. And the other S stands for a simple lifestyle. My wife and I, we are living in an empty nest. Our children, they're married and they're not with us. And I told my wife, we have to live a simple lifestyle. That means getting rid of whatever things that we do not need so that we will not be a burden to our children. If any time the Lord were to take us home, they will not be burdened with all the things that we left behind. Yeah. So learning to live a simple lifestyle, getting rid of things that we do not need anymore. I've been a volunteer at Ling Kwang Home for Senior Citizens for the last 20 years. I've been involved in reaching out to the seniors, the elderly, at this nursing home. And that is what the SORT ministry is trying to do, is to raise up more volunteers to go not only to Ling Kwang Home, but there's so many homes in Singapore, so many nursing homes. And at Ling Kwang Home, we have a Tuesday and Friday morning English-speaking devotions. And we are thankful to the Lord that we have this gospel ministry given to us to minister to both the English-speaking and the Chinese-speaking residents. I want us to make aware that not all homes will be open to us to go in and to preach the gospel. So, but there are other strategies that we can employ to go into those homes, as it were, close to the gospel. I believe it is possible. So it is a matter of getting to know the people and getting to connect with the board and with the view of going in to share the gospel. At this moment, I'm involved with the Jueng Home for Senior Citizen as also one of the volunteer chaplains. There are 525 residents. There are two blocks, Block A and Block B. And out of the 525 residents, more than 200 are from a rather destitute background. What it means is this: they have no relatives, no families, and they're living alone. I'm now involved twice a month doing the chapel hour services at the Jewing home every second and fourth Wednesday afternoon of each month. And there are, I'm thankful that there are a few volunteers who join me to minister to the elderly. And I would definitely need more volunteers. Remember, there are 500 over residents at this home. Yeah. God willing, I hope to start what is known as the TILL program, T-I-L-L, Touching and Impacting Lonely Lives. TILL program. And not just at the Touching and Impacting Lonely Lives, not just those who are staying residents at nursing home, but also those staying, or rather those who are involved in the daycare activities, in daycare centers, and their need of volunteers. Not just volunteers, but Christian volunteers. There's a worrying trend now in Singapore. Elderly suicide and depression. And it is common, not just in our community, in the secular community, but it is also in the Christian community. We no longer have the kampung spirit like in Malaysia. We are all living in a pigeonhole, isolated somewhat. Let me read to you this report just a few days, not too long ago, on the 30th of July, Straits Times. The number of elderly people taking their own lives has reached a record high last year. Some 129 people aged 60 and older committed suicide, despite the total number of suicides declining in the same year. A total of 361 suicides were reported last year, and 15% lower than the 429 in the year 2016. And this is the recent statistics provided by our government here in Singapore. If they are in a nursing home, I must tell you that they are well protected. When I first ministered to Ling Kwang Home for Senior Citizens, some 20 years ago, it was an elderly home or an old folks home. But then, in less than 10 years, it has changed to a nursing home. And as I said, they are well protected. If you are more observant, there are many doors now, if you go to these nursing homes, and there are many fans, they're fenced up. This is to prevent the elderly from jumping down or pushing themselves down, because most of them are on a wheelchair. Yeah. But I'm more concerned for those who are staying alone. Alone in those HDB flats, those pigeonholes, where no one ministers to them. At least when they're in the nursing home, they have all the nurses to look after them, and they're able to interact with other residents, but not those who are staying alone. in those HDB housing development bought flats. But as you know, Singaporeans, that our government is trying their best not to put the elderly to those homes, but to help them to be able to integrate with the community. And our government in Singapore is definitely doing their very best. There are so many activities, if I may use the word, endless activities for seniors. But what is lacking is the spiritual care. Socially, yes. Physically, yes. Mentally, yes. But spiritual care, that is what is really lacking. Let me continue. Those who are aged and sick have little or no family or dependents help, or no dependents help, and are socially isolated, may be more susceptible. And most would not want to be a burden to others and would not have the means to look after themselves in their healthcare needs. And as mentioned by this assistant director of the SAO Foundation, he says that changes in the family patterns could be the contributing factor to the rise in elderly suicide. For most older people, families are their closest ties and where they first turn to for help. But the family size is getting smaller, and the number of elders living alone with an elderly spouse is going up. And she added that most adult children also live busy lives. As it were, they are in a sandwich situation, sandwiched between their elderly parents and their own children, and may not be able to give as much attention to parents as the elderly need or expect. What is important for us to take note is that elder isolation is something we need to address in order to tackle elder suicide. And that living with another person does not necessarily mean one does not become lonely or isolated. As some of you might know, that the government is ensures that an elderly will stay with another elderly, especially in those rented flats. In other words, you cannot apply for a rented flat alone. You need to apply with another elderly. Just imagine two people having, different ideas, living together. They'll be quarreling. Yeah. And it does not mean that they do not feel isolated or lonely. Next, the role of the community and the elderly social support is important. All of us know about that. Yeah. And then better public education will help. And one way is to train volunteers who will befriend the elderly to recognize signs of depression and suicide risk, and to establish channels to flag people to at risk to professionals. And that is what our government is trying to do, to train different volunteers to be able to recognize signs of depression and suicide risks. But I must tell you that just recently, having spoken with another group of pastors, they were telling me about this elderly. She was so cheerful and seems to be very outgoing. And there's no signs at all. And she took her own life. Yeah. So it's not easy. But more importantly is that I believe elderly social support is important. And not only that, but elderly social and spiritual support. I hope church leaders will be made aware that this need is not only in your community, where your church is situated, but all these needs are also in your own church, amongst your own members, and for that matter, parents of your members. Yeah. So another aspect that the SWOT ministry is working on is active aging activities. As I mentioned, the government has got is promoting all kinds of active aging activities, and the SWOT ministry is also trying to do that. And we want to challenge churches also to help the elderly to stay active. What do? Deep breathing exercises. And hiking groups. Okay. We are thankful to this brother, Mr. Tan Jua Liang. He's already 84 years of age, and he's our trainer, training other seniors to do deep breathing exercises. And not only that, we do walks. Yeah. This is my Monday hiking group. Just yesterday, yeah, we were at the Chestnut Nature Park. We do have non-Christians joining us in our activities. And again, this is the way we want to reach out to them with this hiking activity. This is our Saturday hiking group. Many of our hikers, especially those who have joined us for a while, they do express the benefits of hiking. I will have no time to elaborate what are the benefits. I would like to share with you something we'll be doing later on. We'll be giving a talk on the benefits and the challenges of hiking. But one of our participants, she started with us about 6 months ago, and she was suffering from depression. And thankfully, she says that through all the hiking activities, she was able to overcome her depression. So we praise God for that. And then we have also another brother, or rather another sister, who shared with us how she was able to learn many spiritual lessons from God's word through hiking. Yeah. And about last month, but there's a crocodile there. Yeah. I think I know the answer why God created the crocodile. I've been there to Sungai Buloh for many times, but I don't seem to be able to spot the crocodile. But last month, we were able to spot the crocodile. Yeah. This is part of the ecosystem. Yeah. And Johnson, who is one of our directors, he's also a volunteer with the NParks, National Parks. And so he gave some briefing to the seniors about plants, about birds, about insects. Yeah, and actually, there's so many things to see at Sungai Buloh Wetland Reserve. If you're interested, join me this coming Monday. This coming Monday. What other hiking activities are we involved? What other active aging activities? It's not just hiking, but nature walks, community gardening, outings to historical sites, and so forth. But remember, all these activities that we are organizing is with the view of sharing the gospel and at the same time strengthening the faith of the seniors who will come and join us, and to help them to connect with God's creation through His word. Yeah. So what I want to tell all of us here is this. Stay active physically. It is good for you. Don't wait until you are a senior holding this card and say, oh yeah, I want to stay active. If you're young, stay active. Do some form of exercises. It's good for you. Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Okay. Hiking, nature walks, community gardening, outings to historical site, and so forth. And this is what we do. Yeah. Take off your cap. What is that? It is the Chelwick's pilot run project. What does it mean? Take off your cap. It stands for Curated Archives of the Person's Belongings. And this is a Chelwick pilot run group remnants sessions for family caregivers, not just caregivers, but family caregivers and persons with early stage of dementia. Train the trainers and the pilot run program. And this was held and this was conducted at the Alzheimer's Disease Association. I have a leaflet here. I have a number to spare if you like. 5 ways to reduce the risk of dementia. 5 ways to reduce the risk of not only dementia, but I believe also depression, or for that matter, diabetes, yeah, high blood pressure. Yeah. These are very basic things. Yeah, that we often take for granted. Yeah. But again, we must acknowledge the sovereignty of God over our lives. Okay. But at the same time, we also must take responsibility for our health. Take responsibility for this body that God has given to us. So going back to this pilot run project, we are thankful to the Lord that after the 12 weeks of program with those with dementia and also with the family caregivers, we were able to see that the caregivers, family caregivers, were able to relate well with their loved ones who is with dementia. I remember when we first started the program, many of the elderly with dementia, all of them, in fact, they were 80 years and above. They were, seems to be rather quiet, and they were not really participative at all. It's only the caregivers who were concerned for the parents. They were more they participated in the program. But then later on, at the end of the program, we could see the results in that those with dementia, they were more relaxed and they were more expressive, and we were able to relate to them. So it's a good program. And so what happened is that we decided, why don't we have a training for some church leaders and volunteers who might be interested. So we have this program called Bridging Relationship with the Elderly training program. And this is in connection with this couple, Patricia and Arthur from Remnants Connect. And it is a one-day program, okay? And we were able to explain what exactly we were doing at the Alzheimer's Disease Association using remnants tools and to help those who are with dementia and also the caregivers And our ultimate objective in using those tools is to lead them to the gospel of Christ. I'm also thankful to the Lord for giving me the opportunity to share at the Pasir Panjang Christ Church Dementia and Caregiver at a Dementia and Caregiver Seminar. There were three topics that were presented, and it was indeed a good program whereby we have a nurse and to talk about what is dementia and what are the problems faced by persons with dementia. And the next speaker, he's a counselor, and he talks about a journey as a caregiver and a dementia-friendly community. By the way, there is this booklet. It is called Forget Us Not. It is published. It's a joint initiative with the Lian Foundation, the Khoo Teck Puat Hospital, and the Alzheimer's Disease Association. This is a very good book on building a dementia-friendly community. And what I did was, as a pastor, I was given two topics, or rather two questions. How can we help as a church, and how can we support not only those with dementia in the church and in our community, but also the caregivers, and how to approach persons with dementia. And I share with the participants the need to really think through about having a dementia not only friendly community, but listen carefully now, a dementia friendly church building. We can look up, find out more. In other words, as a church, we must not only just care for all the young children, we need to, all the young people, but also for our elderly folks, especially those who are suffering from with dementia. And at this time, SORT is also working on a befriending program in Woodlands. Woodlands housing estate is a big estate, and there are many elderly staying alone and with their spouses, and our aim is to befriend them and to reach out to them and with the view of sharing the gospel. There'll be a soft launch of the SORT ministry on the 25th of August, and we'll be visiting the Botanical Gardens, taking a short walk there. And then there'll be a topic on the benefits and challenges of hiking, and I'll be sharing plans of the SORT ministry. So pray for us. By the grace of God, we want to focus on God's promise, that is our elderly, that they will still bring forth fruit. They will still be fruitful in old age, and they will continue to be fresh and flourishing. Yeah. So these are the challenges that the Lord gave to us, and I trust that the Lord will also put a burden upon your hearts as church leaders to care for the elderly in your church and also the elderly in your community. So thank you for giving me this opportunity.